My name is Raymond DeMonte. I'm an attorney in Concord, New Hampshire. My address is 9 Triangle Park Drive, zip code's 03301. My offices are by the Steeplegate Mall. I live in Concord and in Lincoln and represent several formal interveners in central and northern New Hampshire, as well as many other clients on this route. The overall disadvantages of the placement of the transmission line in New Hampshire are overwhelming, and I'd like to quickly identify a list of issues that I'm asking the DOE to study. The first one I'd like to call the myth of real estate tax benefits. You need to look at the net real estate impacts. After tax abatements, reductions in values, and so forth, I'm going to submit that you'll find that there's actually a net reduction in tax benefits to the communities, and those who are not impacted and have their value of their property diminished will find that they have to pick up the difference in taxes. Another myth is the positive job creation. Once again, you need to look, please, at the job impact. The scar through the heart of New Hampshire will irreparably damage the aesthetic beauty of New Hampshire and negatively impact our $1 million tourist industry. Great losses of jobs and otherwise. We will have a net job loss. The view shed is a major component, both of tax revenue and tourism, and it'll be irreparably harmed. The prior speaker spoke of health benefits. People's perception is that there are health benefits, and those concerns are real. They will also impact property values. The negative impacts of the Hydro-Quebec project on clean power locally generated in New Hampshire should also be studied, and how many jobs will be lost and how much tax base lost there. There is no demand in New Hampshire for this electricity. New Hampshire's a net exporter of electricity. Other impacts that we need to think about: environmental, social, cultural, historic, ecological, conservation, economic. All of these should be studied. Wildlife corridors, endangered species, wetlands, character of our communities, way of life, the aesthetics, the impact on tourism and recreation, as I said. In addition, we need an independent economic study of the impacts overall on New Hampshire. There is an alternative. 1 minute. There is an alternative, and that alternative is an existing right-of-way through Vermont. Monday night at the hearing in Pembroke, we learned that Vermont actually wants the line, and I think we should work hard to get it for them. Well, there goes my 3 minutes, huh? The DOE should consider the comparative disadvantages of New Hampshire versus Vermont. If Vermont wants it there, it is an existing right-of-way. I'd like to have you study that as an alternative, and even including bypassing Deerfield and going straight to southern New Hampshire. This proposal really is not about bringing electric power to the Northeast. It is primarily about profitability for Hydro-Quebec. There are alternatives. To Northern Pass, I would say, and to Hydro-Quebec, please listen to and work with the citizens of New Hampshire. Hear our voice. The concerns of the New Hampshire citizens are real and substantive. The line is a threat to New Hampshire's North Country, a real threat to our way of life. Please take that into consideration. Look broadly. I know others will address burial, so I won't go into that, but there are alternatives. Let's utilize them. Thank you.